This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Trump promises a widespread rollback of regulations. The coal industry expects to benefit from that. Rules on the chopping block include those regulating mining waste and putting carbon emission limits on coal-fired power plants. The administration argues that this could help bring back coal jobs, but that's no sure bet. Marketplace's Scott Tong takes us to the coal fields of southern Illinois to explore.
It's getting harder to find lumps of coal dancing down conveyor belts in the southern Illinois coal fields. 6,000 American miners lost their jobs last year. It's a tragedy for those considered heroes here. Retired school teacher Tom Vaughn.
My dad talks about guys, they had a football team that never lost a game and was never scored upon in one season. These coal miner kids.
Kids who went straight from school to the mines. Others came after serving in World War II.
They'd had the hardest job on earth. Now they come back. Now they've got the second hardest job, you know.
The reason jobs are going can't be boiled down to a single bumper sticker. One cause is automation. Plus-size bulldozers and cutting machines have long replaced humans with axes and shovels, and more technology is coming. Another factor is the rival fuel of natural gas, cheap and plenty. Steve Carter, the owner of the Nighthawk coal mine, says coal will not return to where it once was.
Coal is definitely an element of our energy portfolio. Now, whether it's 20%, 30%, I don't think it's ever going to go back up over 40%.
And then there's regulation. The 1990 Clean Air Act cuts sulfur pollution from power plants, and Illinois coal is loaded with sulfur.
So that displaced a great deal of the coal mines here in this region and throughout the Illinois basin.
Some regulations could be canceled by President Trump. But not everyone here in coal country is anti-regulation. Former miner Gary Bartolotti is the mayor of the town of Christopher.
Every law that was made in a coal mine, every law, someone got hurt or killed to get that law.
As mining jobs have cratered, his town, like many here, is just trying to hold on.
We don't have a plan. You know, we're out here fighting for a McDonald's. I don't have all the answers.
Not to a long-term decline that, here, shows no sign of turning around. In southern Illinois, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.